Michael Bogan didn't travel to the Galapagos Islands seeking inspiration. The Hobart and William Smith College's professor was teaching as part of study abroad programs in Peru and Ecuador.
It was a course which talked about the relationship of the environment to cultural production, to artistic production. We used the Galapagos as, evolution as a model to think about the way in which cultures adapt and survive or fail to survive.
The Galapagos has long drawn visitors for its beauty and wide diversity of plants and animals. Bogan describes it as primeval and elemental. And in the waters surrounding the islands, he found a connection to his youth.
I grew up on a barrier island on Long Island. And so I spent most of my youth up until the time I left when I was around 18 in the water. So I have a long history of, you know, being around the ocean and being around water.
It was still some time after his visit before the Galapagos Islands began to inform Bogan's painting. Through time and reflection, the experience and the experience of his youth came together in the studio.
Roberta Smith, the art critic for the Times, has said that the most interesting art is art that comes out of emotional necessity. And so this is also an art that seems to come out of an emotional necessity.
Galapagos opens tonight in Davis Gallery at Houghton House on the Hobart and William Smith College's campus with a reception and a gallery talk at 6:30. It continues through December 2nd. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.